Georgia, others follow to Jakarta and Charter, Capital Irish, Wellington Access Radio, 106.1 FM. My name is Finbar Murray, and I'll be your presenter for the next half hour or so, bringing you the usual mix of music and some news of Irish interest here in the Wellington region and further afield in New Zealand and back home in Ireland as well. Hard to believe that here we are almost at the end of the year already. 1 week to go until Christmas, so next Sunday will be Christmas Day. So yeah, we're definitely closing in on the end of the year. Hope you're all getting ready for the big day, that you're not putting yourselves under too much pressure, but yeah, that you know, this you're going to be spending with friends, family, loved ones, wherever you are in the greater Wellington region or wherever you are listening to the show. My ears are still recovering from Pixie's gig at the Opera House last night in Wellington. I was trying to think of a way of working some Pixies into the show here today. And I remember there was some recordings that Glenn Hanser did with Frank Black for Today FM, going back a good few years now. And I know that they were played on Tom Dunn's show back, you know, probably going back like about 20 years, I'd say. But they recorded a few songs together, and one of the ones we're going to have a listen to is their version of The Owl Triangle. So let's have a listen to that.
Came over me stealing, and the mice wailing in my prison cell, and the owl triangle went jingle. In the morning, that screw was bawling. I get up, you mousy, and clean out yourself. There were 75 women, and among them women, I wish I did well. And the old triangle went jingle. All the royal canal.
Sorry, that came to a bit of an abrupt end there. I think I've talked before here on the show about some of the podcasts that I've been listening to, and I've mentioned the Blind Boy podcast a few times before. Now, I've been listening to it probably in the last couple of months. I've been dropping my daughter down to ballet down around near Waterloo Station in Lower Hutt, and I used it as an excuse to kind of potter around Waterloo area, and that's it. It's great to listen to podcasts when you're going for a walk, run, jog, whatever it is that you want to do. I like to have something to listen to. You know, he talks about a lot of topics that are, you know, pretty interesting, pretty wide-ranging. As he likes to mention a lot, he's not beholden to any sponsors, so he kind of runs the podcast himself. He gets contributions from listeners who pay on, I think it used to be through Patreon. I'm not sure if it's the same format at the moment, or it's listeners kind of make contributions, and that goes towards his putting the shows together. And it's pretty much his full-time job. He does some gigs as well, but he's done some very interesting shows. Some of the things I like listening to are his shows with some people like Mark and Megan, and they talk about Irish mythology. Definitely a subject that I'd be fairly interested in. There was one I listened to a few weeks ago as well, which was an interview he did with President Michael D. Higgins. And Michael D. had just finished wrapping up this Machnav series he's been putting together for the last couple of years. If you check out the website, the Irish President website, there's some information there on different seminars that have been run over the last couple of years. And it was a very interesting interview, listening to him talking about his family and the kind of growing up in Limerick and the Civil War, and how that affected his family, and how his father was on one side and his uncle was on another. But, you know, and afterwards his father had difficulty getting a state pension, because a lot of people who were kind of had been arrested during the Civil War had been interred, and if they'd been interred, they weren't eligible. So there was definitely some problems there that his family had gone through. But yeah, it was an interesting story, and it's worth actually checking out that Machnav series as well. Machnav is like an old Irish word which kind of means contemplation or a bit thoughtfulness. But yeah, it's definitely a good series to have a listen to. Of course, Blind Boy himself is an advocate for mental health services in Ireland as well, or lack thereof. And, you know, I suppose one thing we've been hearing a lot this year here in New Zealand is, you know, the cost of living crisis. You know, it's one of the sort of buzzwords or buzz terms that kind of get mentioned a lot. And obviously, you know, the same issues are happening in lots of other places around the world at the moment. So, you know, he kind of talks about, you know, looking after yourselves and looking after mental health, and how there should be more services available for everyone. And I think that a lot of people would kind of agree with him on that. Yeah, but anyway, definitely worth checking out if you get a chance. Something else I was watching fairly recently was recommended by a work colleague, is a TV show that is available on TVNZ On Demand. So if you have that option, it was kind of available through smart TVs, but I think some of that is changing now this month. But there's an app you can have on your TV as well, which is the TVNZ one, or TVNZ Plus, I think it might be called. And the show is called Nothing Compares, and it's all about Sinead O'Connor. Definitely, it sort of gives it a background of her upbringing, and, you know, she talks a lot about her mother, who obviously had some issues herself. And, you know, eventually Sinead ended up in a Catholic run institution, and, you know, the effect that had on her. And she also mentions as well that in one of the places she was like next door to an elderly care home that was run by nuns for some of the women who had been living all their lives more or less in the Magdalene laundries. And it sort of, you know, it sets that backdrop of, you know, her upbringing in Catholic Ireland, and, you know, what the effects were on her and her family. And it kind of builds up, I suppose, to that, you know, famous moment or infamous moment when she tore up the picture of the Pope on the Saturday Night Live show, and the sort of the public, the backlash that she had after that. I suppose, whatever your opinion of Sinead, one thing we can definitely recognise is that she's just an amazing singer, one of the greatest voices, I think, not just of Irish vocalists, but probably anywhere of the last maybe 20 years or more, probably actually going back 30 years now, actually, to Nothing Compares to You. But yeah, it's definitely worth watching. It's feature-length documentary as well. It's about an hour and a half long. But, you know, I think worth a watch. You know, she probably has said and done some questionable things during her career, but I certainly don't think she deserved the treatment that she got. But yeah, if you get a chance, have a look at this. And speaking of Sinead O'Connor, we're just going to play a short song of hers, of one of her albums. This is a cover she did of Nirvana's All Apologies. So we'll listen to that.
What else should I be? All apologies. What else should I say? Everyone is gay. What else could I write? I don't have the right. What else should I be? All apologies. In the sun, in the sun.
Sport now, and just having a look at the Wellington and Hutt Valley GAA newsletter for the year, for December, and just kind of looking back on the year that's gone, the highlight was the victory for the women's intermediate football team in the Australasian Games. I think that's the first major title that the Wellington and Hutt Valley team has had at those Australasian Games, and you know, it was a great victory for that women's team. There's a lot of support for the team here in Wellington and Hutt Valley, and players past and present have passed on their message of support to that team. So, you know, well done to the women's football team. I suppose it's been a big year when you look at sport internationally for women as well. Of course, we had the Rugby World Cup here a couple of months back, and it was a great victory for the women's rugby team. So, you know, a much higher profile for women's sport at the moment. And, of course, in 2023, towards the end of 2023, we will have the Women's Football World Cup is on as well, of which Ireland have qualified. Unfortunately for us here in New Zealand, their group games are going to be played in Australia. If they do make it to the knockout rounds, there may be an opportunity for them to play over here. But, yeah, so, you know, women's sport has been going from strength to strength, and it's good to see that. Talking about football as well, obviously we're kind of in the middle of the World Cup at the moment. Towards the end of the World Cup right now. And if you are tuning in to the radio station a bit early to have a listen to the Croatian show that's coming up right after us, you know, hard luck for your football team. Got as far as semi-finals. You know, we often talk about the great sporting achievements that Ireland does as a small nation, and New Zealand itself on the world stage. But Croatia is kind of similar in some ways in terms of population and like the impact that the Croatian team has had in its, you know, relatively short history since independence was what, like about 91, you know, getting to semi-finals in 98, reaching the World Cup final in 2018 and getting so close again in 22. That's a pretty remarkable achievement for that country. Kind of sad to see Modric coming off towards the end of that semi-final, because he's been such an amazing player for club and country for the last number of years. Like, he's, you know, he's getting old now, so he probably won't be playing at another World Cup. But of course, hopefully we will be seeing Messi in the final tomorrow morning, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, well done to the Croatian team. Okay, moving on from sport, I just wanted to mention a few words about the Irish language classes, which have been run by Dermot Coffey out of Christchurch. Tuned into like a 4-week sessions over the last month or so. He runs a great beginner's course. It's very sort of a friendly group as well. It's run through Zoom sessions, and he runs these breakout rooms as well, where people can sort of practice what they've learned so far. I kind of dialed in because my daughter was interested in learning some Irish as well, so I kind of sat in with her. We had to listen and, you know, tried out a few phrases and that. So it's really good, courses he's running. So what you should do is have a look at the Conroy na Gaeilge New Zealand website, and pop an email along to Dermot there at the CNAG website. I'm just going to pause here for a second and actually get that website address for you. So if you have a look at the website cnag.org.nz, that's the Conroy na Gaeilge website, and you'll find information in there about the courses that are coming up, and you can get in contact with Dermot in Christchurch and find out when the next sessions are on. Yeah, it's definitely worth getting in contact if you have an interest in learning a couple of focal. And like I said, it's a good introductory course. He also, I think, runs some chats on Wednesday evenings as well. So the courses he ran were on Monday evenings. I think it was like 7 until 8 or so. That was a fairly short 4-week one, but I think he also offers some other sessions as well. So you should have a look at the website and get in contact with him. And speaking of Irish as well, I was asked by our own Marion Grealish here to help her with a translation that she was doing for Aoife Hune. So Marion is involved in the choir. Then they had a performance in I think the Old St. Paul's a couple of weeks back, where they did I think there was a bunch of European carol singers, or carols were sung, and fair play, Marion did a verse of Aoife Hune, Ask Gaeilge. So actually what we might do in a minute or so is we will have a listen to that. I got a link to the YouTube clip from Marion, and I asked if I could give this a spin, and she kindly said yeah. So we'll have a bit of a festive tune now, and we'll have a listen to Silent Night with the Irish verse Aoife Hune in there first. Thank you. Massmore, huge respect there, Marion. So we heard Aoife Hune there in Irish. There was also a verse in Tereo, a verse in German, and a verse in English at the end. So I think that's quite a fitting song for us to play towards the end of the show here today. So coming up over the next few weeks, we're going to have some pre-recorded shows playing throughout the summer. So don't forget, you can still tune in on Sunday afternoons to have a listen to one of our shows here. I just wanted to mention a gig that's coming up towards the end of January as well. I think I've probably played Fontaines DC once or twice on the radio show here. And they are coming to New Zealand. I think they're playing Wellington at the end of December. Again, just give me a second here and I'll pull up the details. So they are going to be playing in Shed 6 on Sunday the 29th of January. The show starts at 8:30 and tickets are available at Ticketmaster. I think they're still available. And it looks like the tickets are about $70 a pop. So yeah, if you're interested in the band, check it out and get your tickets, or maybe get them as a Christmas gift for somebody as well, or treat yourself and get along and see a show. Yeah, definitely some good tunes there for sure. Don't forget as well that you can always listen back to some of the earlier shows. Shows are available on Podbean. So if you have a look at the Podbean website is podcast.capitalirish.nz. If you go along there, you'll be able to catch up on some of the older shows. And please do try and get in touch with us at capitalirishradio@gmail.com, or check out the Facebook page as well. You know, I've been listening to some of the shows over the last couple of weeks. You know, there's a lot of different, you know, variety. There's some really good content on there. There was, you know, a good show that Jim did last week. You know, talked a lot about the Civil War and some Irish history stuff in there. And then I think the week before we had a really good interview that Alice Paul did with Trevor Mallard. Of course, he's the ambassador to Ireland at the moment. So, you know, there's lots of good stuff there. So yeah, give us a shout and get in touch. It would be really good to hear from you guys as well. Just give us some feedback. Just let us know what you're thinking of the show, like what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear more of. You know, we would really appreciate that. Always looking for good feedback. And I mentioned at the top of the show as well about, you know, not putting too much stress on yourselves coming up to the Christmas. You see a lot of people kind of sort of really get into high gear and, you know, try and really push themselves. And you know, every now and then just take a pause, take a minute and just kind of remember the important stuff, the friends, family, get in touch with somebody and think about those that are less fortunate as well. I remember we used to always have the St. Vincent de Paul ads pop up on TV in December back in Ireland. And, you know, similarly, again, as I mentioned, you know, it's been a tough year, 2022, and it looks like 2023 is going to be pretty similar. We've seen, you know, the supermarket shelves have been running out of some stuff sometimes, and you know the price of food has just gone skyrocketed, and so many other things that are, you know, putting a lot of pressure on people. But you know, don't forget, you know, coming up to this holiday season, just treat yourselves, and you know, take a minute. You know, do some mindfulness exercises, or yeah, look after yourselves out there and look after each other. I am probably going to finish up here for the day and for the year. We'll be coming back again, like I said, with shows in January. So you can still tune in on the Sundays and you'll still be hearing some of our shows. So yeah, I just want to wish you all a very merry Christmas, holidays, whatever it is that you celebrate or don't celebrate. Just enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the summer. Make sure you get the sunscreen on. Look after yourselves out there as well, because it's you know, this last week that's just gone, there's been some really cracking hot days with really high UV index. I've been paying a bit more attention to that this year now, and the burn times and how long it takes to burn. I know there was a day this week where it definitely was in the mid-20s and probably would have burned in about 10 minutes or less, I'd say. So yeah, get out there, you know, get to the water, go for your swims, enjoy the good weather, enjoy the Christmas, get the ham on if that's what you're going for, and we'll talk to you again in 2023. Slán agus nollaig hana.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.